Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, where I'm going to learn how to say interview in Chinese, we have Genevieve Wolf-Liston joining us. Genevieve, she's the co-founder of Scout Technologies. Hi, Genevieve. 你好。
Hello, Xiaolan. 你好。
Right. Thank you for joining us. You have a very exciting new venture, Scout Technologies. Can you describe what it's about?
Yeah. So we think of Scout as a personal recruiting assistant, or I should say an AI-powered personal recruiting assistant. And basically, we help companies fill open positions by using a combination of AI and human intuition.
Mm-hmm. I'm really curious. I understand you use artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Is that similar to like some companies, the dating sites, they use artificial intelligence and algorithm to match people?
Yeah, there actually are a lot of similarities between dating algorithms and what we're doing at Scout.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we look at job descriptions, and the job descriptions need to be pretty thorough for us to be able to deliver really qualified candidates. So we take the job description and then use natural language processing to parse out the important words. And then we create what they're called robust Boolean queries to then search against our database and then any kind of data set we can get with information on employees or candidates that exist online.
So if I'm a job seeker, I can upload my CV onto your system, and then if you have a suitable job, they may contact me because I'm the candidate. Is that right?
It's an interesting question. So we haven't yet launched a tool for employees to, or for candidates to submit their own profiles. So what we're actually doing is looking at what we call passive candidates. So these are candidates who are already employed.
Oh.
Our view is actually that the people that you probably want to hire are probably already employed elsewhere.
Okay.
So the challenge is that finding these people and then finding their contact information and then connecting with them is a really cumbersome process.
Right. So for example, I don't have a job, so I'm not in the database being crawled through. Therefore, it's less likely I will get a job.
Well, you know, if you exist on LinkedIn or any of the other data sites, we would be able to find you.
Yay. So I have a chance. Okay.
And then, exactly. And then stay tuned. We actually already have built the product for candidates to submit their own information.
Yep.
We just haven't launched it publicly yet.
Okay. So I want to make sure that listeners, make sure that you have your social profile at the correct format. Therefore, you can be analyzed by Scout Technologies. Okay. And then the next step, the very important step after they pay attention to my CV, is they may want to arrange the interview.
Exactly.
So in this case, we need to learn how to say interview in Chinese, because this is probably the most crucial step after you pass through the first one.
Exactly.
So the way to say interview in Chinese, we say 面试.
面试.
面试. 面 is face.
Okay.
So your face, and then 是, that means test.
Oh, interesting.
Face-to-face test. 面试.
Wow. 面试.
面试. And then 是 is very useful because it's like an examination, it's a test. So if we want to be more specific, sometimes, for example, if that's the oral test, we say 口试.
口试.
口试. 口 is the mouth, and the shape of the character is a square that looks just like a mouth wide open. So 口试 is the oral test. And nowadays, to do 口试, we can do it through Skype or face-to-face. And of course, if face-to-face, we already know that's 面试. And sometimes they could be quite strict, so they want to do the written test. And in this case, we say 笔试.
笔试.
笔试. 试 is the same word, testing, and 笔 is the pen or pencil. So the written test, 笔试.
笔试.
Yeah, 笔试. So interview skills, can you share with us how to do a good interview?
Absolutely. I can try anyway. And it's interesting to hear the context of face test, meaning interview, because the thing that I think about with interviews is how important first impressions are.
Yep.
And how when we see another person's face, within a tenth of a second, we're making a judgment on that person.
Right.
So I think it's really important for people to know that first impressions can mean everything and they can make or break an interview.
Right.
So what can you do to really improve your first impression? And I think a lot of it boils down to preparation and then just being in the right mind state. So I think sometimes the best thing you can do is arrive early at the interview so that you're not stressed out or anxious. And then be mentally prepared. So know your audience, know your story really well. And I think the better you prepare, the more confident you can be in an interview.
Right. So interview skills in Chinese, we say 面试技巧.
面试技巧.
面试技巧. 面试 is interview. 技 is the technique. And 巧 originally was like a clever trick. So 面试技巧 is how we say it.
面试技巧.
面试技巧. And the person who performs the interview with you, we call the person 面试官.
面试官.
面试官. And 官 actually means official.
Okay.
Originally it was a government official. So that means a little bit of social hierarchy. The person is on the more senior level and they come to test you out. So 面试官.
面试官.
面试官. Yeah. So Scout Technology, why did you name the company Scout?
So the name Scout, or the word Scout, means to search for something.
Yeah.
And basically we're searching for candidates to fill open roles. So we thought it was a very practical name and it's easy to say, and the team likes it.
Right. Okay. It's a great name. Yeah. Scouts also, they act as scouts, right?
Exactly. That's actually what we call our team of recruiters, our scouts.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's a lovely name. And there's a Chinese matching name as well. Should we learn how to say it?
Let's do it.
Okay. So the way to say scout in terms of searching, we say 寻找.
寻找.
寻找. And 寻 is to go around. 找 is looking for something to find out exactly what you are looking for. So 寻找 is the way we say scouting.
寻找.
寻找. Yeah, that's the third tone.
I love all the additional context in Chinese that helps you understand the word. And actually, as we think about AI, an interesting little tidbit is I think the Chinese will beat us in AI because there's so much context behind every word that you use, such that that it leaves less to the imagination or to be understood by the AI. So anyway, I think it's such a fascinating language.
Yeah, thank you. To pick up some easy conversation, it's actually much easier than what most people think.
Well, I hope so, because I'd like to learn some Chinese.
Oh, well, you can count on me. I can be your private teacher.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Genevieve, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we went through a lot. We talk about interview, 面试. And the oral test is 口试, written test, 笔试. And you're a testing official. That's 面试官. Okay, please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Genevieve.
Take care. Bye, Shailen.
Bye.